Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Starting things out foggy, but that'll eventually give way to sunshine. We'll have a high today near 80 degrees. In Kenosha right now, still some fog. It is 61 degrees, 56 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, also 61. In Racine, 61 degrees. And it is still foggy out there. Dense fog, in fact, reducing visibilities to a quarter mile or less in many parts of southern Wisconsin. But the good news is that it will be slowly lifting and moving out between now and about 9 o'clock. The visibility conditions, though, do require reduced speed if you're driving plenty of distance between you and other vehicles during the morning commute. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial Moving Wall draw thousands to the west side of Racine to Pritchard Park. It was all hours of the day and night over the past several days. The wall going to stay up for viewing until about 3:30 or so this afternoon. Yesterday was the closing ceremony. Former County Executive Chief of Staff Jeff Greiveldinger, who is a 20-year Navy veteran with the Judge Advocate General's Office, talked to the crowd of several hundred about the impact of an unpopular political war on the soldiers who are only doing their jobs. He also took a verbal shot at GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump, though not by name, in remembering earlier campaign comments about Arizona Senator John McCain not being a hero with his POW history.
Many of us who never served in combat, and I'm one, don't claim to be heroes. And many who did so don't claim heroism either, though they have a right to. But as we stand beneath the POW MIA flag, it is hard to understand how a leading political figure, one who himself did not put on a uniform at all, could publicly dispute the heroism of a man who endured more than 5 years in a North Vietnamese prison.
The moving wall is a half-size replica of the Black Granite Monument in Washington. Those who looked at the names over the last several days did so perhaps for the first time or the umpteenth time, but with the same emotions. Governor Scott Walker and another GOP state leader out on the presidential campaign trail offering up some methods to try to tackle illegal immigration. Got some attention, too.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker tells NBC's Meet the Press that building a wall at the U.S.-Canadian border is a legitimate issue because it would help U.S. intelligence officials with their counterterrorism work.
We're spending all sorts of money on port security. It only makes sense to me that if part of what we're trying to do is protect ourselves, set aside immigration for a minute, but protect ourselves from risk out there, I think we should make sure we have a secure border.
Meanwhile, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the government could track illegal immigrants the same way that FedEx tracks packages.
We can do it, and we should bring in the folks from FedEx to use the technology to be able to do it. There's nothing wrong with that, and I don't mean people are packages, so let's not be ridiculous.
I'm Chuck Gomez.
Meanwhile, the strong support once held by Governor Walker in neighboring Iowa is not what it used to be. A new Des Moines Register poll shows that he has fallen into a tie for third place with just 8% support after leading in that state for months. 17% is what Governor Walker had in terms of support back in May. He now trails Donald Trump's leading 23% and Dr. Ben Carson, who's quietly moved into second place with 18%. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders picking up some steam on fellow Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton in the race. Andrew Spencer with that story.
Democratic candidate Senator Bernie Sanders credits his rise in the polls to his attention on income inequality, climate change, and higher education.
Those are the issues I have been talking about. Those are the issues that are generating enormous enthusiasm from one end of this country to the other.
Sanders has cut Hillary Clinton's lead in Iowa to just 7 points, according to a Bloomberg Des Moines Register poll of likely Democratic voters in the first-in-the-nation caucus state. The poll also shows Ben Carson trailing Donald Trump by just 5 percentage points in Iowa. The poll's margin of error is 4.9. I'm Andrew Spencer.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett wants to spend close to $900,000 next year on body cameras for police in that city. Says his plans call for having about 1,200 of the cameras by the end of 2016.
I think that these cameras will aid our police officers because our experience has been a lot of individuals who make claims, once they see the camera roll, all of a sudden their recollection is changed.
Barrett making the announcement joined by Police Chief Ed Flynn, who fully supports that move. Of course, the Racine County Sheriff's Department's recommending body cameras. New County Executive Jonathan Delagrave likely going to include 2016 budget money to at least start some kind of an initiative. The Wisconsin State Journal says an African American living in Madison better than 10 times more likely than a white person to be arrested based on analysis of police department arrest data that covers a two-year period. The report says police arrested whites at a rate of 2.6 per 100 residents annually, compared to arresting African Americans at a rate of 27.6 per 100 residents. Paper says Hispanics were also more likely than whites to be arrested. A request to reinstate a commission to review a study of the Kenosha Fire Department will be up before the Public Safety and Welfare Committee Tuesday evening. An ad hoc committee to review the fire department's utilization report was actually formed earlier this year, but for a variety of reasons, it never met, not once. It was determined at the last city council meeting that since the deadline to submit a report on all this had passed, aldermen could not vote to extend the time limit, so the committee was disbanded. The committee, Public Safety and Welfare, will be discussing a request from Council President Daniel Przanski and Alderman Dave Paff to recreate that special committee. Well, another school year about to get underway, and with that comes the yellow buses, which is still one of the safest vehicles out there on the road today. That's according to Wisconsin State Patrol Sergeant David Harvey, pointing out that school buses are yellow for a reason, not to mention the fact that they're actually built pretty tough.
Their size and color makes them highly visible, and they're inspected once a year to make sure that all the key mechanical components and safety equipment are working properly. We also need to give credit to bus drivers, who know they have some very special cargo to protect.
He's also reminding motorist kids don't often follow the adult rules, and with traffic, you should expect anything and everything, which means slow down, look carefully when children are present. Moving in day at UW Parkside's campus in Kenosha, the new and returning students hauling in their stuff and then setting up for the semester. Classes begin on Wednesday. And folks living in what is the remaining town of Summers, but not in an area designated to join the city of Kenosha in the year 2035, they're going to have a chance to attend a September 9th information meeting at the Village Hall. There's going to be an open house style format beginning at 4 p.m., lasting until about 7 o'clock. This is going to be regarding incorporation into Summers as a village. Part of Summers, roughly 12 square miles, previously was incorporated as a village. Now those within a 16 square mile segment want to join. If they didn't get them already, affected properties were to be receiving official notification about that meeting on the 9th. WRJN.com, our webpage, our podcasts are there whenever you want it. Look in the local news section. At WRJN News, you can get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.